Taken from the LP, Rick Astley's Greatest Hits, Volume 23, that's Take Me to Your Heart. We're heading towards 1989 with the Pogues and Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. FM. We're in the last 1 hour and 15 minutes of independent radio broadcasting in Ireland at 12 midnight on the dot. All independent radio stations in Ireland will cease broadcasting. We're also heading towards 1989. Right, we're saying hello to Olive Silk, who has her ears glued to Coast 103 all day, and now with the tears in her eyes. And this comes from Mary, and I think it's Portrait. Coast 103, 15 before 11. Here's Tiffany.
Thank you.
Status Quo and Burning Bridges. It's Coast Power 103 FM broadcasting live from Richardson Centre Square. If you want to say hi and goodbye at the same time to us, come down. We're having a party. Time is 7 minutes before 11. We've got an hour and 7 minutes. For the last 6 years, it's been good. We've got 1 hour and 4 minutes left of Coast 103, an independent radio in Galway, and playing out with the Carpenters yesterday once more. Goodbye.
When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. Shine. Every shade. city once more.
Show me the way.
From the Carpenters, that's called Yesterday Once More. Hi, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever the situation may be. It's Coast 13 live this evening from Richardson's Bar right here in Air Square. We are counting down to the actual close down of Free Radio in Galway. It's a minute before 11. Hi there.
Life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, I'm just listening to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there?
Yeah.
Tua LaClark there in the 1988 remix of Downtown. Okay then, keeping things moving along. This is the absolute worst song to be released in 1988. This is Proclaimers.
I'll wake up. Well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who makes up next to you. When I go out. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk. Well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heave up. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 5,000 miles and falls out and shoots when I'm walking. Yes, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down and shoot you. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down and shoot doors.
Coast 103 Power FM, that's the Proclaimers, the worst song of 1988. That's called I Wanna Be 500 Miles. Absolutely dreadful stuff. Okay, we're moving to something that's pretty well worth listening to. This is Michael Jackson, the man who took Ireland by storm this year. This is a great song from him. This is called Smooth Criminal.
Are you okay, Eddie? Are you okay, Eddie? Are you okay, Eddie? Are you okay, Eddie? So
That's Michael Jackson, the seventh consecutive single from his album Bad. That's called Smooth Criminal. Great song as well. Of course, it's all happening live tonight here at Richardson's Bar, Air Square, the final countdown into free radio. Of course, it's all over in 89. Right now, though, we're going to say hi to Anne and all the staff and Carb Cows who are enjoying the sounds here at Richardson's. And of course, having a great time. Love the music as well. As we continue, Boy Meets Girl. This is called Waiting for a Star to Fall. Post Car FM.
Boy.
I wish I didn't feel so sad.
That's music from Boy Meets Girl. It's a current offering, great one as well. It's called Waiting for a Star to Fall. Right, we have to interview some people before we close down at 12 o'clock tonight. And our very first guest this evening is Steve Wright, who is after turning around. He is here. So, Stephen, up you come right now. It's a very final hour. Stephen, how are you this evening then? Oh, he's got it. Yes, he has a microphone here at hand. He's plugging in the jack plug.
Well, very good evening to you, Barry, and it's a very, very sad occasion to see Coast 103 going off the air.
So how have you found radio over the last couple of years, Stephen, personally?
Well, Radio in Galway has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, Coast 103 is, along with a couple of other stations, is one of the last surviving. Unfortunately, they all have to go off the air tonight. It's a very, very sad occasion. I saw radio stations, and it made me laugh, said some guy. I saw radio stations going off the air in England in 1968. The pirates over there, Radio Caroline, Radio London, and the same thing's happened here. And I tell you, one thing that's happened with pirate radio in Ireland is that it has actually guided such national stations that are on the air at the moment.
I would agree with that. So in a way, it's you've kind of realised this all before, in a sense. I mean, what you've seen before is happening now again in Ireland, which is a sad event.
It's a terrible situation, but I will say one thing, that out of radio in Galway, it has actually produced some very new talent. One of the very notable things is that Pam Wilson, which was on a station that was on previous to Coast 103, has actually got onto RTE, and there are many, many other DJs that have come out of free radio in Ireland that have actually found their way to RTE, and I think this is absolutely fantastic. It's been a stepping stone to get them there.
Yes, it definitely has, Stephen. I would agree with you, especially on Pamela, representing us, in a sense, there with their RTE at the moment, which is a great thing altogether. So you feel more the same way I think we all do tonight, but in a way it's kind of happy in the sense that, well, it's the end of an era, but maybe something better, maybe we can continue on in 89 if things go well for us. Perhaps we may be
granted. Well, it's a happy occasion that they are actually at long last seeing the realization that you need local radio in local areas, probably community radio for small communities. But I hope that the regulation doesn't put them down into a situation where radio doesn't have the chance to voice its opinion in the country. Along with that, it's going to be a sad scene to see radio stations that have been local to Galway for the last couple of years going off the air. And the only thing I can say is that I've listened to them, I've supported them, I've really enjoyed the content of their programming. And the only thing I can say is farewell to Coast 103, farewell to the management of Coast 103, the many guys that I've known personally in Coast 103, such as John Fulham, Keith York, and, you know, I'm just kind of very upset the fact that it's all going to end today. And, you know, the only thing I can say is the best of luck, lads, and I hope something comes out of it for you after this.
Thank you very much, Stephen. A round of applause, please.
Good luck, Coast 103. May you get the license after this.